We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
As we roll into the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, let's talk about Brooklinen. Brooklinen.com. I checked them out myself. I ordered the most incredible sheets for my bed. And you're like, oh, they're just sheets. No, they're not just sheets. There are just regular sheets you buy over at the wherever store. Or you can get a better night's sleep in these breathable, soft, comfy sheets from Brooklinen. I met Vicky and Rich, who founded Brooklinen back in 2014, because they went to a hotel and they loved the bed sheets so much they wanted to find them. They couldn't find them. They finally found sheets that were of equal quality, and they were like $500 for a set of sheets. You don't have to do that. You can get the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials. No crazy prices, no unnecessary markups and fees, because you know most bedding is marked up as much as 300%. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. Luxury bedding under priced. I mean, you spend a third of your life in bed, make it the best sleep ever. You have to try these sheets. I love my Brooklinen sheets. You'll love yours. The most comfortable sheets ever. Brooklinen.com. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code 15. Go to Brooklinen.com.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Wow, we got a full house today. Around the room, we've got Skeery. We've got Brody.
Hello.
In that order.
Brody and Skeery.
Well, actually, no, it's Skeery and Brody.
I'm Jewish. I'm reading right to left.
And of course. Of course, there's Greg T.
Hello.
There's Garrett.
Hey.
There's Danielle.
Hello.
There's Straight Nate. And yours truly, Elvis Duran. What do you mean, hello? Are you not going to be a part of this podcast today, Greg T?
I didn't know what to say. I didn't want to take up a lot of your time. You're moving along.
He doesn't like to be in this podcast.
No, you're on your phone, and you're like focusing on something other than what we're doing here in the room.
You were going around the room, so I didn't think there was anything to do. I didn't want to take up too much of your time, so I just said hello.
Every time we do the podcast, I think he feels like we attack him, so he doesn't like doing the podcast.
Well, I've been getting attacked. It doesn't matter.
He's had a rough week.
He really has had a rough week.
You've had a rough week?
Yeah. On the podcast.
What did we attack you for yesterday?
I have to be honest. I have been in the best of mood for the longest of time.
Okay, you know what?
I think it's because the meds.
Yes, don't hang stuff on Gray T. He's in a good mood.
I really have. Like, I'm so, like, clued in recently. I wanted to ask you, have you noticed? Because I've actually noticed.
No. I've noticed without a doubt since you've gone on medication.
Right.
I'm assuming that has something to do with it. I definitely find you in gear.
Yeah, totally. And I actually feel like silly and fun, and I've been laughing, and I feel
engaged.
So engaged. Like, you throw a topic, and boom, I'm ready.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you wish you had listened to us and gotten a little help sooner?
I do.
Well, it doesn't matter. He got it now, and
that's all that matters.
Let's not live with regret.
There was 2 days ago that I didn't like being a part of the podcast.
No,
I don't want to revisit it.
Wait, was I here that day?
No, you were not.
And people who listen to this podcast know that this was the Rosé conversation that we had.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to go there
again. Rosé all day.
Elvis, you don't want to be a part of this.
Okay, no, I heard about this.
I just don't think that people understand. They can't read me. When I shake my head and put my head down, like, I want the conversation to end, but that's when they feel like, oh, let's just pile on some more.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
I think the conversation was thus. You said that rosé is not a mass appeal beverage, that only select few people drink rosé. Is that what you said?
I don't think that's exactly how I was trying to get my point across.
What was the point that you meant to put across?
So what they were talking about was, like, after work, you're hanging out, you know, a lot of people, like Kathleen, web girl Kathleen says she likes to sit in Hoboken, overlook the city skyline, and have a glass of rosé, and then they were like, oh, Elvis loves to sit outside in the city, you know, and have a glass of rosé and have a nice dinner or something, like, or a lunch. And I was just like, and then I forget where it went then, but it came to me, and I had said, I don't believe that the majority of this country is, like, sitting outside having a glass of rosé at, like, dinner time or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, I happen to agree with you. I don't think the majority of this country is sitting outside having rosé either.
Right.
Most people will be happy with a box of Behringer, some white Zinfendel, and some people don't even know the difference between a Zinfendel and a rosé.
So what happened?
And so that's how the thing spiraled into an argument where Danielle and Kathleen took the lead on drilling Greg T into the ground.
Right, but I couldn't grab it back to, like, re-navigate where I really wanted the conversation to go.
Okay.
So then it just became a pile-on, and then I kept on putting my head down because I had to go with it. So I went with it, and there's none of that
All right. Well, I happen to agree with Greg T. I don't think everyone. I don't think the majority of the world is sitting around drinking rosé.
Well, you should be so much better.
But I will tell you this. Yes. I bet more people are drinking rosé than you think.
Yeah.
It really is escalating more and more every season.
And I agree with you, Elvis. I think that it's become a very trendy, cool wine to have, especially in the summertime. It's really nice. When we have family functions or if I have a barbecue, whatever, I always make sure.
You know, we're drinking it in the winter now.
Yeah, I drink rosé all year round.
Yeah.
But you can wear
white all year round.
Right,
so you like sweet wine.
I love sweet wine, so that's why I would prefer that.
But actually, the conversation really, I guess, more than rosé, it's about you being piled on. And I'm sorry, guys. Are you guys mad that I'm actually siding with Greg T?
No, I was actually on his side.
I knew you would too.
Wasn't there another conversation too this week where we, like, attacked him?
No, that was the only one I remember.
Last week, every week.
Last week.
See, Greg T, you do have a way of walking in right into shit sometimes. I mean, you really do.
Oh, you know what? I think what Danielle was referencing was when I said about
open marriage.
Open marriages, right?
Oh yeah,
that's what really lit a fuse. Oh my gosh!
The listeners have something to say.
Yeah,
about
that. Yeah, that got very negative.
But again, I was trying to re-navigate it, and it wasn't going to go there.
There's no way to re-navigate that.
Yeah, please. What you said, I believe, was you believe in an open marriage
as long as she doesn't know. And
as long as she doesn't know,
and again,
which to me is not an open marriage.
I'm
kidding.
That's called an affair.
That's called cheating.
And I'm glad that you're here with me now, because now I think if you hear me tell you, then I think you're going to go, you know what? I actually agree with Greg.
Well, you have to agree.
I don't think you're going to say that.
You may not agree immediately, but if you think about it, I am the most logical person in the room.
Then let him tell you and let's see how logical you are.
No, I heard him. I heard what he said. He said that it's...
In 10 words or less, I can say it.
Okay, go.
Okay, I just said, if your partner doesn't know... There's no need to go tell them.
15. You're over this.
You live with your own guilt. That's it. That's all I was saying.
But you're not saying it's right.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that if it was me in this hypothetical world, right? Okay.
Yeah. Air quotes.
Right. Just because I have a ring on my finger doesn't mean that my eyes are blind to beautiful women I would fantasize about of having an affair with.
Okay, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about fantasizing.
We're talking about actually
doing it.
Right. So then I took it to a step further and I said, and if that time comes, then I could decide what I want to do. Just because I said I do doesn't mean that I don't.
Well, but it does. If Trish did the same thing to him, he would be heartbroken, he said.
Don't tell me, because why do I want that to ruin my whole life? I love my family, love my life. It's so wonderful.
I think what people want you to say, they want you to say is, I'm never going to have an affair on my wife.
Bingo,
period.
Bingo, that's bingo, what they want.
Because that's the right thing to say.
Well, that's what well,
and
that's,
do.
I just say really normal.
Okay. No, you don't.
this is how Greg T gets in trouble. He bursts into a room, says something outrageous, and then looks around going, what do you mean you don't agree with me? How could you not agree with me?
Yeah.
Then he will explain it every which way, but you know, but up, and then go, how do you not understand me now? I understand if I rob a bank and the bank has a lot of money, they're not going to miss it. It should be okay if I rob a bank. How do you not realize it's okay to rob a bank?
Wait, do you believe that too?
I do think that you could take a couple of bucks if they're not going to miss it.
No. There you go.
No, because someone's going to lose their job.
The other issue is he speaks in absolutes, and I used to have this issue. You used to say generalize reporting for duty. Like
generalize.
And I've tried to watch myself and say things that are, that don't speak in general.
Well, if you've learned anything from this show.
That's what I've learned.
Scary, which we've all learned, is there are a million different ways to look at every little thing.
100%. Greg T has not evolved in that. He still bursts into rooms like the guy, the Kool-Aid guy.
Oh, yeah!
Speaking in absolutes.
He's wearing a red shirt today, too.
You are the Kool-Aid guy from time to time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to rewind time and take that away.
It's okay. Nate, you haven't said anything.
No, I talked to T afterwards, but once T gets kind of in his groove, there's no pulling him off that track, right?
God.
Because he doesn't hear you.
I did agree with you. I grew up in the middle of this country, so I know that a lot of people here don't drink, don't drink rosé. Right. But I know that one thing that I told you is, hey, we might not be the stereotypical person in line at a McDonald's at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
But that's what makes our show great, is because we're us. If Scary's out having rosé, he's not lying and saying, I was in the Burger King drive-thru and I was waiting for my McShake. That's Burger King, dumbass.
And
he's not pretending to be anybody he's not. He's
absolutely
himself.
Correct. And when Nate came to me privately and said that to me, I almost wanted to hug him and say, please,
here, come
let's go
hug
back
him
into
now.
That room.
Hug me now. Come hug him now. Seriously. It's not too late.
I want to hug this dude all the time.
But
hug him.
Problem,
he's on your side. Oh, what's
T's
that, Danielle?
Problem is also he doesn't. It's like when you're talking to him sometimes, I feel like it's going over his head.
Yes.
Like this morning.
Because you know what, Danielle? He has a dialogue in his head that won't shut up.
He needs to up his dose.
That's the thing.
No, Scary, don't say that.
Well, don't say that.
Scary, you don't know what you're talking about. Don't say things like that. Okay. Scary, Greg T is doing very well on his journey.
You're great, T.
That's a reckless, stupid thing to say.
Garrett and I were doing the pre-show that we do in New York with T, we're having this whole conversation about something that was going on with me that I know about, that I've done research on, and he's still standing there telling me, well, no, that's not right. And I'm like, but T, it happened to me, and I did the research. No, that's wrong.
He was T-splaining.
Yes, and as I'm telling him, he's still like, well, yeah, it doesn't really make sense anyway. That's not how it happens. And he moves on. And
because
I'm like,
I just don't know how.
But I see my words like caressing the top of his bald head and going down his back. That's what I see.
They never go in.
I wanted to say to that point, and I'm not going to go into it either, but I'll say what we were talking about, I felt that it only happens with older people.
Women specifically, not just older people, stuff women go through.
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
We're talking about menopause.
Okay.
Because I was saying how after I had my breast reduction surgery, it kind of sent me into early menopause when they took out all the stuff. So I've been having hot flashes and stuff, and no, there's no way.
I thought
only older women.
And okay. Danielle's not an older woman.
And I said, no. I said, a lot of people can go into menopause at a younger age.
It's caused by many different reasons.
Do you watch the words like walk over his bald head and go down
but
his back?
But she's not older.
But I know.
But you don't have to be...
There are different things that cause early menopause.
Right. And it's not about that.
But it's not a clock that when you hit a bang, okay, you're at that age of menopause. You can go through menopause for different reasons
and for
at
years,
different times.
If there
is one thing in the world you can't mansplain, it's menopause.
He tries.
I hear my mother complain about that. I don't hear Danielle complain about that.
But your mother and Danielle are two different people with different bodies.
And your mother should have been through it already.
So what you could have said is, wow, I never knew that.
Well, I didn't know that.
I know, but now
but you still don't know it.
But see, rather than learning something new, you sit there and say, that's not true.
He puts the microphones back on and he looks at me and he goes, no, there's no way. You're too young.
But she is young.
So yesterday, I came into work at 2 a.m., right? And my wife, Allie, went to go see Britney Spears.
Oh, please, new topics, new subjects.
Allie got home at midnight. I was waking up at 1 o'clock. She goes, what did Allie say about the show? I don't know. I wasn't talking to her because I was asleep already.
Right, right.
He goes, she had to have woken you up and told you all about the show.
Elvis, when somebody goes out late and they come home and you hear this person getting into bed, don't you think it would be natural for like he to wake up groggy and go,
not for everyone.
How is the show?
Maybe she was being polite and let him sleep. I mean, and they could talk about it later.
No, he knew. He goes, nope, you're lying to me. It did not. She told you everything about the show.
Because normal people that sleep together, when you and Alice are sleeping together.
But Greg, you got to keep in mind, everyone's different, does different things. You think everything has to be the way you envision it to be.
What do you know about normal people?
What's going on in your head?
No, but Elvis.
How it's supposed to play out.
No, look, I love you, Greg T. I think the world of you. But you got to understand, you need to leave room for other people to live their own version of their lives. And you cannot write the story for them.
But that's not normal because when you're in a small room in a bed and another partner crawls into bed, you can hear that person coming into bed.
Right, what's that, Brody?
Greg T's talking about how everybody does this. Everyone does that.
Right.
Can we all agree, changing the subject slightly and going back a couple of steps, that Scary drinks rosé because everybody drinks rosé?
Well, that's a different story.
Yeah, Scary loves to be a part of the national narrative.
The minute an article comes out in BuzzFeed that rosé is out, he will stop drinking it immediately.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I'll move on to Zima.
That means you really don't.
Zima, remember that?
So you really don't like rosé. You just like being in the rosé clan.
I like the idea of avocado toast, too, but what's your point?
My point is you don't really like rosé. I know how you drink, and rosé is not really your thing. Well, you're drinking rosé and going to clubs and going, I'll have a rosé. So people can go, oh, he's in. He's definitely in. He's drinking rosé.
I don't know. Do you like rosé at all?
I do.
Do you like the taste? Is there a refreshing cocktail you would prefer over rosé?
No, but here's the...
No.
An apple tea.
Maybe a spritzer. A wine spritzer. I will say that ever since rosé became part of the national conversation, it just raised my awareness about rosé.
Okay.
And I said, I want to join the rosé party and see what it's all about and see if I like it.
But drink it if you like it. Don't drink it just because everyone else drinks. It's okay to taste it and test it, and you did, and you like it. So he's doing the right thing.
Well, he likes it because people are drinking it.
He got to know about it because other people
were drinking it. Elvis.
If it was called pink wine, he wouldn't drink it. He just likes it. It's rosé.
But what does that have to do with Greg T?
Well, Greg T thinks that nobody drinks it.
Who drinks a wine spritzer in a club?
A lot of... At a club?
Yes! Nobody!
I don't know. During the day, maybe.
They were all at the drive-thru at 5 o'clock.
Who goes to a club during the day?
Okay, but wait. Okay, no, wait. Hold on.
That's not true. They have day clubs with pool parties and stuff.
They have day clubs. They have brunches. Look, but round it, all we're saying is this.
Yes.
Leave enough space for people to kind of live their own story and stop projecting on people what you think they should be doing and thinking.
Then I will sit on my hands like this.
No. It's okay to learn from people and understand we're all different.
But doesn't it seem not normal that if you were in your bed and Alex came home late at night and that he got into bed, wouldn't you wake up and go, hey,
maybe not, but if I didn't and I kept sleeping, then we'll talk about it tomorrow.
If he's in a deep sleep, maybe not. Nobody's in that kind of a deep sleep. I don't wake up for anything.
If I was your wife, I'd pretend to be sleeping.
Forever.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.